Good morning. Our reading today is the end of the book of Luke and the beginning of the book of Acts. So turn with me to Luke 24, beginning in verse 50. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. And then Acts 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God.
So we're at the end of Luke, beginning of Acts, and thinking about the ascension. Now, I hope that you'll connect from last week with Easter, the resurrection of Jesus, and then his ascension into heaven, and him being seated at the right hand of God the Father. You know, imagine a king walking in after battle, and he has won the war, and he walks into his throne room, and then he is seated and confirmed that he is the authority. This is what the ascension is. The ascension of Jesus is the greatest victory exit ever. Better than any sports team that might win, which we'll be watching tomorrow night to see if UConn or Purdue is going to win. And after they win the championship, the confetti comes out, falls down, and they hang around, they get the trophy, and eventually they leave, right? If you're like my dad and you like John Wayne movies, and John Wayne has come in and won and beat everybody up, and then rides off into the sunset, and the old movies would say, the end, right? This is it. Jesus wins. And then Jesus is ascended, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. The greatest victory exit of all times, after defeating death, hell, sin. He rises from the grave, and then he ascends into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. What's so amazing about the ascension is Jesus is a man. This is not just God here. Of course he's God, 100% God. But one of us. Very man of very man, ascended into heaven. And a man sits right now beside the Father, fully physically body seated. This is why the ascension is so important. And it's why when we really kind of stop and think about this and meditate on the ascension, it's very powerful. It's very important for our faith. It's also something that can lead us to great blessing and joy. To think that we have an advocate, a representative that we love and that loves us. That is right now in heaven, praying for us, loving us, blessing us. So 3 points to focus on from this passage this morning about the ascension. First of all, the ascension importance. Secondly, the ascension blessing. And then thirdly, the ascension joy. importance, blessing, and joy of the ascension of Jesus into heaven. First of all, let's think for a minute about why this is so important. And there are several things we could say here. First of all, that Jesus is showing his divine and royal power through the ascension. That Jesus is blessing as he ascends. Jesus is sending the Holy Spirit as he ascends. And Jesus is giving reason for the hearts of his people to be glad and to rejoice and worship. And he sends them back to the church, to the temple. The ascension does all of that and more. But this is why it's so important. That there's blessing upon blessing that come out of the ascension of Jesus into heaven. He shows his divine power, as we see here in verse 51, where 51 Luke writes that he was carried up into heaven. Now, a lot of times, as I just said to the kids, we think about Jesus going up, right? And he went up into heaven. I was watching a basketball game the other night, and the guy kept pointing up, you know, giving God glory. That's good. But what I think we miss with the ascension is that Jesus went up into the clouds, but he went up to the throne. The throne of God is up. And Jesus walked up to the throne to be seated. So yes, he went up, but then he went even more up to the place of honor. One commentator said this, when Jesus speaks of ascension, he's not speaking of merely going up into the clouds. Jesus was lifted up on clouds of glory in order to go to his Father for the purpose of his coronation as our King, as the King of kings and Lord of lords. Jesus ascended into heaven to fulfill his role as our great high priest, and we could even say our great prophet, priest, and king. That he is now seated there. And he went up. He was raised up into that. This is just, again, to emphasize that he's the king. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of earth. And he earned it. He lived perfectly. He died the death that he should not have died. He sacrificed for his people. And he was risen. He did everything to earn that kingship. And what the ascension is showing us is it's confirmed. It's signed, sealed, and delivered, as some might say. And so we see his divine kingship through the ascension. We also see his public power in the ascension, his public power here on earth. Now think about this with me for a second, that the resurrection and the ascension are both important, but they're also different. The resurrection, of course, was done and is a powerful thing, but the ascension was even more. In the resurrection, the disciples and others did not see Jesus rise from the grave. They saw the evidence. They saw him after, but they didn't literally see the action of him doing this. In the ascension, they saw him. They were all standing around, and he ascended and went up into the clouds. This is amazing. In the resurrection, it was a lonely occurrence for Jesus. Jesus was there by himself. They didn't even recognize him. They doubted him. In the ascension, they celebrated together. They were all there together as his disciples, as his people. And they saw him ascend into heaven. Again, in the resurrection, Jesus was worshiped, but there was doubt. Matthew 28 tells us that some still doubted. But in the ascension, there was no doubt. They saw it. They confirmed it. In the resurrection, there were still questions and wondering about, was Jesus truly the king? In the ascension, it was not. They saw the king. And they saw the power of the king. What the ascension affirms for us is the lordship of Jesus publicly here on earth, and also the connection of him being Lord of earth and then also Lord of heaven. As they saw him go up into the clouds, and Jesus is seated at his rightful place at the right hand of the Father. And so the question I think that we need to ask ourselves when we think about the ascension is, do we believe this? Do we believe that there literally is a king, Jesus, a man, who was ascended? Do we believe what the Bible says about the ascension? Now, if you're new to this and you're here this morning and you're thinking, I'm just not sure about this, it's okay. Because it's a big deal. It's not something you should just go, oh yeah, sure, whatever. No. It's something that you should consider and think about. Because the magnitude of believing the ascension, that a man is in heaven right now for us, is important. And if you're on the edge, you're thinking, boy, I'm close. I want to say this to you, that when you affirm the ascension of Jesus Christ, it's a game changer. It's powerful. It means that he is Lord, not just an inspirational figure, not just a good teacher, Lord, King. The man king, the man who is God. And if you come consistently to worship, you know that we have been working through the Apostles' Creed and our Declaration of Faith. And we'll say it again today. On the third day, he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. I encourage you, when you say that, to know that that's a big deal. And if you're not yet ready to say it, don't say it. But if you are, say it with confidence and conviction. Because our King, Jesus, ascended. And he's seated as a man beside God the Father. The place of authority. And when we declare this, we're saying that he is the holy king of heaven and earth. And he publicly, in front of his disciples and other followers, went to heaven before their very eyes. This is very important. And so take that and know that this is what we're saying. When we declare this in the Apostles' Creed, it is what we're saying as Christians. And if you're like me and you do believe this, but you don't think about it much, I encourage you, camp out in the ascension. Stay there for a while. Meditate on it. Look at it more. It's a short passage in our Bibles, but it's packed with power and blessing and joy. And just understanding, like, Jesus rose and then he ascended. It's more. It's the resurrection, but it's more. As we see that he went to heaven and is Lord of all. So, first, see the importance of the ascension. Second, see the blessings of the ascension. Look with me again at verse 50. And Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. Now, this is the greatest benediction, right? So at the end of the service, I lift my hands and give you a benediction, which just means good word. You hold your hands out to receive it. That's saying, hey, I'm receiving this blessing, right? Jesus did this, but also notice it's more. It was more than just a benediction at an end of a service. He held up his hands and he blessed them. He gave them a good word. And then 51 says, while he blessed them. Several commentators say that this happened over a period of time. So this wasn't just a 5-second go in peace. It was like a 2-hour blessing of him saying over his disciples things. But it's more. It was a good word. It was also him saying, I'm going to do something. It was word and deed. I think Matthew helps us out a lot here when he says in Matthew 28:20, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, or even to the end of time forever. I am with you. Jesus blesses them, and this blessing continues. You know, imagine I gave you a benediction this morning, and then I followed you out to your car, and I followed you home, right? And just kept saying it. This is what we're talking about. But it's more. Because the blessing of Jesus was that he was going to do something. He wasn't just ascending and saying, okay, guys, have a good day, have a good life, I'm out of here. He was saying, I am with you. And actually, me going to heaven is better for you. I'm going to do work for you. I'm going to be seated by the Father, and I'm going to pray for you. I'm sending the Holy Spirit. That's another important part of the ascension, is that as we move into Acts, and if you don't know, Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke and also Acts. So what Christy read for us this morning is just a continuation. And it goes right into what he's saying in Acts, that he's leaving the power of the Holy Spirit, and that they would receive the power of the Holy Spirit. We know through Acts 1, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you'll be my witnesses. We know then in Acts 2, Pentecost, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, I'm leaving, and I'm going to do work for you, and I'm also leaving the Holy Spirit, and he's going to do work. The blessings of the ascension. Jesus was giving them the Spirit to bring power, so that preaching in his name and his word would bring salvation to his people. And we see so many of these blessings in heaven and on earth from Jesus because of his ascension. He's speaking the gospel over his people. He's continuing and promised to be with them and bless them. He's speaking blessings. He's acting blessings. He's praying. And again, he's leaving the Spirit. And I hope you see for you as a believer this morning, it's for you too. You have all of those blessings, all of that encouragement. Jesus is praying for you right now. When we come to his table this morning, we come and it's special. It's beautiful. He's left us this. When you get something from the sermon, you're like, man, God really did something in my heart this morning. That's from Jesus. That's from the power of the Spirit. This is His church. The people around you that encourage you and pray for you, those are His people for you. There's so many blessings that Jesus has given to us, and we see that through the ascension. And so, like the disciples who were there or gathered around and watched Jesus go up, they received it. They didn't say, all right, guys, we better get to work. And in fact, if you go and look at Acts 1, the angel kind of has to say, all right, guys, come on. Why? Because they just were sitting there enjoying it. They're soaking it up. Now, they ask dumb questions, as usual. Aren't you going to take over Israel? Isn't it? No, you're still missing it. But just receive it. Just let it soak in. I was thinking about this, and it reminded me of a trip that I took down to Birmingham. And this has been 7 years ago. I was part of a church planting cohort. We were starting Redeemer. And I was going to dinner with a couple of guys who were church planters in North Carolina. And for whatever reason, we were talking about credit card points. And I was like, yeah, I've got this card and I use it, you know, for travel or whatever. And another guy was saying, yeah, I have this card. Another guy was saying this card. Well, one guy in our group was sitting there and was like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. Or like, when you get a credit card, you get points for the credit card. And he was like, I don't know, I've never done that. We're like, do you have a credit card? He pulls it out and it says rewards credit card, right? And so we're like, yeah, you have points on this thing. Well, he started looking at his app and did a little research. And he found out the next day he had $5,000 and he had no idea. And so he took us out to dinner. It was great. But he had something so great, all these rewards, and wasn't utilizing them. Y'all, this is us with the ascension. This is us with the Holy Spirit. This is us with the blessings and benefits of God. You have $5 billion in your account, and you'll never spend enough. Receive it. Believe it. This is what the risen, ascended Jesus has done for us. Enjoy those blessings. Know that Jesus is benedicting you. Hold your hands out and take it. Don't depend on yourself. Lean into Him. Trust what He has already done. And know that this leads your heart to joy and freedom. It leads you to Jesus Himself. This is what we see here in my third point with the disciples. That they received this, and it led them to joy, it led them to worship. Look at verse 52. And they worshiped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. What did they do when they realized all the blessings, this benediction that just kept going on? They took it, and then they worshiped Him. And notice what it says here at the end. They blessed God. They received the blessing of Jesus. And then they went to the temple and they gave it back. It was overflowing. And they were able to return that. They went to the temple. They went back to worship. They returned to give honor and praise to Jesus. And then we know as we move into Acts, they continue to worship. And then they move out of worship and this blessing to go bless God and then to go bless other people. Because they're tapping into something here. They've seen what God has done. They've seen the risen and ascended Jesus. And they want more. And this is what Jesus told them to do. Go worship. Go bless other people. When Alan stands up and talks about Journey Home, that's an opportunity for us to go be a blessing. Why? Because we're blessed. When we come here and we worship, what are we doing? We're coming and saying again, we're here to bless God because we're blessed. Y'all, this is where joy is found. This is where satisfaction in Jesus is found. I hope this morning what you will see is how important this ascension really is and to camp out in it. And then to receive those blessings that are given to you through it and to go bless God and to bless others. R.C. Sproul said it this way, "The disciples returned from their last sight of Jesus with their hearts filled with elation. How could that be? The obvious answer is found in that the disciples came to understand the significance of the ascension." Something happened in them that was different. And that opportunity is also given to us. Receive it. Enjoy it. And know that He is risen. He's risen indeed. And He is ascended. And He is ascended indeed. Let's come and worship Him. Let me pray. Jesus, thank you that you are our ascended King, that you have done everything that is needed. I pray, Father, for faith from you this morning. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would work faith into our hearts to trust Jesus, to trust our ascended, risen, glorious King. I pray for those this morning that are struggling with this, Lord, that you would bring belief and salvation. I pray, Father, for those of us who do believe that we would meditate on this more and enjoy the goodness of the ascension. I pray, Father, that you would take this word and sink it deep into our hearts. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen.